Chad Wood.
I think we all just realized the opportunities we missed against Hawaii, and we all know our physical skill sets and the abilities that we have to make plays in those situations. And I think we just stressed it more in practice and realized that when those situations come about, we can make those plays. And I think that's just what we've been doing. We've just been reading our keys, right coverages, and just being able to read what the receiver's route's been and just read the quarterback and be able to break and make a play on the ball.
Gained a lot of confidence, although he lost the team like Southern Miss. Have you gained confidence knowing you were that close?
I think we never really lost confidence. I think we always knew we was a pretty good team. And you look, Houston is the undefeated, Southern Miss with one loss. Then we just realized that we can compete with the best of them. And think that we just knew we had it in us. And just might have took a couple games too long, but it was all a tribute just to hard work and just keep going.
You talked about Houston. You guys stopped them the majority of the game. So I'm pretty sure you saw that Casey broke the touchdown record. How did it make you feel, knowing that, we were the ones who stopped him and kind of held him back a little?
It was probably a good feeling, knowing what type of caliber quarterback he is and the numbers that he puts up. Thank God, like him, he gets in a rhythm. And he can't miss. And I think that's what happened with us in the first couple quarters. We wouldn't allow him to get in the rhythm, and we just made him hit or miss. And just good players always find a way to make great plays, and that's what he did. And he's a great player. So it could have been a good thing if we would have stopped him and gave him that one loss. But it is what it is.
Sure, coach is talking to you about taking one game at a time. But you're looking, you guys take care of business, do some special things. Win two or three of your next games, chance to go to the postseason. Is that something that comes up?
Everybody, we all think about it, but we all try to make sure that it's just one game this week coming up, and that's how I've been. That's how our mentality has been the last couple of weeks, and it's paid off for us. And we know we got a tough test this weekend. A great team. It's been a great program. Always stable. And so we have to come out, guns blazing, play our best, and hopefully get a win.
Chad, last three times we've played Fresno, it's been a one-possession game. Always been close, but they've always clipped us in the end. Does that kind of stick out in your mind, close games the last few years?
It does. It almost can predict what type of game this would be. Just knowing the skill set of both teams, probably very similar with speed and size and things of that nature. And it's probably just going to come down to who wants it more. And we got to go out there and ball.
Where is this team confidence-wise? I mean, you guys were very confident coming into the year that you were going to improve from last season. After that first month of the season, where was your confidence then, and what turned it around for you guys?
I think the confidence then was still pretty high. We was all disappointed what our record was because we all knew what we could have been. I think right now we're realizing our true potential, and our confidence level is pretty high, and we knowing that we could just about play with anybody. So that's about it.
Tech coach talked about the 11 turnovers the last three games from a defensive guy's standpoint. A turnover is kind of contagious at times. One guy gets a pick, another guy forces a fumble, and all of a sudden on the defensive side of the football, everybody's maybe hitting a little harder or thinking, okay, I'm going to get one of those. Kind of contagious.
It is a little contagious because everybody likes to compete. Everybody likes to brag who has more picks at the end of the day or end of the season and things of that nature. And, it is. And everybody fights for it. So, I think, when I had mine, Jamel wanted, say he had to have one, then Justin, then Jay. So, I mean, it is contagious, and it's a good thing. And, wish everybody could have a pick or fumble or things of that nature. But, it is contagious.
So, it's definitely.
Not really. we kind of tease him about it because every time he scores, he looks like he's about to die right after. But he scored two times, has two picks, so hey, congratulations to him. But we all need it. It's a win for all of us.
Obviously, defensively, done a good job stopping the run, especially the last 3 weeks, but really all year long, I think probably ranked in the top 20 in the country against the run.
13.
When you make teams one-dimensional, as a defensive back in the secondary, does it make it easier or tougher on you guys?
Maybe a little easier. We probably don't have to react as quick to the run. We're able to see, especially like play-action passes, able to read it a little better. You know, just stay in coverage a little longer, knowing that the front seven or front four are handling the run like they have been. So I think we're able to play our keys a little longer, not try to trigger and things of that nature. So yeah, probably a little bit easier.
Texas run defense is 13th in the nation, holding opponents to 101 yards per game on the ground. Every opponent that Texas faced has been held to underneath its average rushing.